And Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has declared Sunday a national day of mourning following the twin blasts in the capital, Kabul, that claimed scores of lives.
My name is Bruce.
Today, I'm saddened, as are the parents of the victims and martyred victims, and I share the grief and sorrow of each family who lost their loved ones and those who are wounded. Representing the Afghan nation, I announce tomorrow as a national mourning day.
Afghanistan's Interior Ministry banned all types of public gatherings for the next 10 days after the terrorist attacks. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said in his Twitter account that the bombings are another instance of the depth of Daesh's depravity. He also urged Shia and Sunni Muslims to unite to defeat extremists. And Russian President Vladimir Putin sent a message to his Afghan counterpart offering condolences for the loss of lives and express readiness to fight all forms of terrorism in cooperation with Kabul. Meanwhile, the White House deplored the bombings as, quote, heinous attacks. It also reiterated Washington's commitment to work with the Afghan security forces and regional countries to confront forces that threaten Afghanistan's security and stability.
The protest rally in the Afghan capital Kabul turned ugly when suicide bombers detonated their explosive bolts as people had joined a protest in Demazang area. The rally was organized by the minority Hazara community to oppose a government decision to change the route of a key power transmission line to Salang Pass in the north from the central Bamiyan province. Shortly after the attacks, Daesh claimed responsibility. As the injured were being brought in for medical treatment, I met a man outside hospital who was waiting to see an injured relative.
My injured nephew is inside this hospital. The explosions were carried out by the enemies of Afghanistan, and this was not what we expected in response to our protests. Therefore, we strongly condemn it.
Protesters joined a vigil at the site of the twin blasts to remember the victims. They say they will never bow to discrimination. People say changing the route of the transmission line from Afghanistan's central provinces, which are relatively safe and secure, is illogical. They argue that the government's decision to change the route increases security risks in the volatile north. The Hazara minority are mostly Shia Muslims and are thought to be the third largest ethnic group in Afghanistan. The Hazaras complain of persistent discrimination, especially during Taliban rule.
Afghanistan's power transmission plan was approved by former President Hamid Karzai. The approval brought happiness and hope to Afghan people, especially in Bamiyan province. But now Afghans are blaming the National Unity Government for overlooking development projects for central Afghanistan. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.
I think that what we're seeing is Daesh moving from a strategy of capturing and holding territories, and that strategy is they've been losing. And so as a result, they are now turning to high-profile terrorist attacks. You know, this latest tragedy will be more impetus for unity within the Middle East and with countries to collaborate together to fight Daesh. And I think that, you know, Turkey recently has been under a lot of domestic pressure to end its policy of, you know, flooding terrorists into Syria. And I think that, you know, that will be a very positive development. And ultimately, that's what needs to happen, because Daesh cannot be eliminated purely by U.S. airstrikes, particularly when the U.S. is not coordinating with the Syrian government or with the Russian government or with the Iranian government. And the airstrikes definitely serve a different purpose.